it's Babette Upcarrion. Babette Upcarrion. Babette Upcarrion. Well, this is a story about Babette Upcarrion, and she was hanging out down at the local 7-Eleven store. You know, she was just hanging out. You know, she hung out there all her life, and she rushed a beat, like, lots of stripe, and she had lots of gray hair. Well, Babette Upcarrion was hanging out at a local 7-Eleven store. She had her Ginsu knife in her pocket, and she was looking out the door. And then Babette's father came and said, "Babette, you have to get home." She said, "Dad, I don't think so. I'm out here with my knives. I think I'm going to dismember somebody." Babette went out walking down the street, you know, it was about 10:30, it was kind of neat, you know, the sky was dark, and she said, "I'm okay." And she came upon a 5-year-old who said, "Boy, well, wait till your parents leave you alone." She said, "Hey, I'm rushing to beat again." She took her in the bushes and she cut her curls and she said, "Hey man, you're a little girl. And I bet your parents won't do that again, you know, letting the children go out without their hair, you know. I might dismember you. Oh, Babette, don't you do that." Went out the very next day. She was hanging out at 7-Eleven with a big pair of Ginsu knives in her shorts. And she came upon an off-duty milkman who was hanging out back at the 7-Eleven playing Lotto and drinking Coors. "Oh, babe, leave that man alone. Leave that man alone. He's a public servant. He may not be able to play in that part, but he has his own discord and not want to get dismembered by you." Well, Babette Upcarrion is still living today out in the Ozarks with her knife in her pocket. And you know, Babette is a crazy girl, you know. She cut off Kevin's curls, you know, and he had a real good time. She was a very good friend of mine, that Babette Upcarrion. She was a very good friend of mine, that Babette Upcarrion. She was a very good friend. She was friends with Aquaman, and she came.